was hope. Hope and renewal. What incredible day we're having, isn't it? Have you seen outside? It's gorgeous. And it's easy in times like this to see new growth, right? See the glory of God. Yeah? Yeah. Amen. But, and I shared with some of the young people about this, I think hope is something that you understand better actually when it's not going so well. You understand hope a little bit better in the light of suffering, which we've all experienced. This day, 1 year ago, I was in a hospital bed on oxygen because of the pandemic, because of the disease, COVID. And as I was praying, preparing for this, I was reflecting on my journey, on my encouragement from God to hope and to seek the things of heaven, to seek the things of His kingdom. When I was sharing with those young people at YPO, it's called Young Professionals Outreach, I shared on Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, and it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have a peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have obtained access by faith into this grace which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering." Why? "We rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us." Amen? We are going to praise the Lord today, and we're going to thank Him in the light of suffering, in the light of even death that we've experienced, some loved ones passing on. We are going to ask for His hope of heaven, His renewal as people, but as individuals and as a group. And I like things to be nice and simple, so I'm going to split it up like this. When I was younger, I was told you need three basic things to pray, three basic prayers. Thank you, sorry, please. What are they? Thank you, sorry, please. There you go, there's my primary school teacher coming out. And that's how we're going to approach this meeting. Real simple. We're going to thank the Lord for who He is and what He's done. We're going to take a time to let go of things, to say sorry for our sins. I'll lead a short prayer, but also it's a time of letting go of things that are hurting us. And then we'll ask the Lord in, an invitation. Please, Lord, do with us what You want. Maybe it's the first time. Maybe you're not even a Christian. Please, Lord, make Yourself known to me. Are You real? I encourage you to pray the prayer if it's the first time, if you've done this 100 times before, okay? Does that sound easy enough? All right, without much more, I can go on a little bit. I am a teacher after all. I'd like to invite the worship band up, and we're just going to spend some time now praising the Lord, okay? I'd encourage you, if you feel inspired, if you want to contribute up the front or from where you are, in between the songs, to pray out, okay? If you want to come up here, please come up and use the microphone. And again, just pray as you feel comfortable. I will say, though, it is easier to sing, I believe, when you stand up. So I encourage you, if you want to sing well, then stand up, and over to you.